This is Radio Nepal on Gaoshou Community with the news, the headlines first. President Vidyadevi Bhandari to meet visiting chairman of the Chinese National People's Congress Standing Committee Li Jiangsu this afternoon. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa says families and the state have important role in development and protection of children. And Taliban says it has killed 40 members of a rebel group in Afghanistan's northern province of Panjshir. Now the news in detail. The chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of China, Li Jiangsu, is paying a courtesy call on President Vidyadevi Bhandari at the Presidential Palace at 4 p.m. today. Li is currently on a 4-day official visit to Nepal. He arrived on Monday at the cordial invitation of Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota. Chairman Li remained busy in high-level meetings yesterday. He held separate meetings with Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa and Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Khadka, as well as the National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timilsina. Yesterday itself, Li and his delegation had separate meetings with CPNUML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli and CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Meanwhile, the Chinese chairman, Li Jiangsu, visited Bhaktapur Darbar Square today morning. He was welcomed at Bhaktapur Darbar Square by Bhaktapur Municipality's Mayor Sunil Prajapati and other high-level officials with a cultural dance. Li's delegation comprises of 67 dignitaries, including 6 high-ranking officials, security personnel, journalists and other staff. Chairman Li and his delegation will return home tomorrow morning. Today's National Assembly meeting has unanimously passed the Insurance Bill and the Public Debt Management Bill. The bill were presented by Agriculture and Livestock Development Minister Mrigendra Kumar Singh Yadav on behalf of the Finance Minister. Meanwhile, today's meeting of the House of Representatives has started. The meeting was first scheduled for 11 a.m. today and again rescheduled for 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa has said that families and the state have an important role in the development and protection of children. In a congratulatory message to all the children on the occasion of National Children's Day 2022 today, Prime Minister Dewa wished them a bright and prosperous future. Prime Minister Dewa said that each household, family, community, healthcare service and school should be child-friendly so as to build a child-friendly nation by protecting the rights of the children. The National Children's Day this year is being celebrated with the slogan, Basis for Children-Friendly Society, Responsible Family, Responsible Government. The wide-body aircraft of the national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC, has flown to Japan's Narita after resolving its technical problem. The plane had returned to the Tribhuvan International Airport after smoke came from the cargo storage area during a flight to Narita. The pilot took the decision to return the plane to Kathmandu as soon as technical problems were noticed in the plane carrying 184 passengers. Nepal Airline Corporation spokesperson Archana Karka informed that the ship took off at Narita at 10 a.m. today after repairs. The corporation has 2 wide-body and 2 narrow-body ships, the planes for operating international flights. Nepal's first national park, Chitwan National Park, is going to celebrate its golden year this year on the occasion of its 50th anniversary. The park was formally established on September 20, 1973. The park is going to celebrate its golden year with various programs. The golden year will be launched with a formal program on the 23rd of September. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The Taliban has said it has killed 40 members of a rebel force, including 4 commanders, in Afghanistan's northern province of Panjshir. The Taliban proclaimed victory over the province in September 2021, weeks after it took over the capital Kabul, as foreign forces withdrew. Resistance groups have since said that they have been carrying out operations in the area and clashing with Taliban fighters. The Taliban has in the past denied widespread fighting, saying it has established control of the entire country. Ukrainian troops have pressed deeper into Russian-occupied territory in a continuing counteroffensive that has inflicted a stunning blow on Moscow's military prestige. As the advance continued on Tuesday, Ukraine's border guard services said the army took control of Vovchansk, a town that lies just 3 kilometers from Russia and was seized on the first day of the war. According to the BBC, Russian troops were also abandoning the southern city of Melitopol and heading towards Moscow annexed Crimea. Russia, however, said in its daily briefing that its military was carrying out massive strikes across the Ukrainian front line. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Bagmati province, Karnali province and far western province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. President Vidyadevi Bhandari to meet visiting chairman of the Chinese National People's Congress Standing Committee, Li Jiangsu, this afternoon. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa says families and the state have important role in development and protection of children. And Taliban says it has killed 40 members of a rebel force in Afghanistan's northern province of Panjshir. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.